This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on 96.5 The Fan. The NFL playoffs start on Saturday, end on Monday. Lots of good action coming forward in football. What, five straight days of football we get, which is awesome.
Smash.
Shout out to Andy, the winner of the Booth Creek Wagyu gift card. We move all of our attention now to Kelly in Vegas. How are you doing on this wonderful Thursday?
Hey, guys. Thursdays are usually great for me because all of the hard work is done. I love it. I've got my plays locked in and ready for this amazing 5 days ahead of us. We only have 16 football games left between college football and NFL, so we really need to soak all of this up until August.
Don't go breaking my heart, Kelly. I don't need that on this rainy Thursday in Kansas City. But I do want to ask you first and foremost, I think the most intriguing game in the playoffs this round is Green Bay at Chicago. Going to be a snow game from what I've been seeing. Going to be some accumulating snow throughout the game. Who do you like in this game and why?
You know, you're right. This is intriguing because these two teams have played each other twice in the month, last 6 weeks, basically. This will be the third time. Admittedly, I was on Green Bay both times. First time to get that nice interception from Caleb in the end zone there in Lambeau, win by a half point. They're up 17-6 or something like that, 16-7, one of those two. And I was like, guys, I'm going to bed. Like, I don't need to stay up for this game. And I wake up, and my brother-in-law was like, did you watch the rest of that game? I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, you didn't watch the rest of the game from bed? And I was like, no. And, you know, Chicago came roaring back there at Soldier Field like they've really done all season long. And I think that's really what makes this game so intriguing is Chicago doesn't quit. Ben Johnson has done such a great job with that team. On the flip side, the Packers appear to just be limping into the playoffs, right? Four straight losses. Granted, Jordan Love's been out for a few games, and that hasn't helped things. But I think Malik Willis is an excellent backup. I know that he wasn't able to get that team any wins, but he fills in for Jordan Love just fine. I think Chicago is going to end up coming down to one thing. If they can run the ball, they can win this football game. Ultimately, I'd love to tease the Bears here, but I don't have anything to tease them with for this weekend, and that's the worst feeling ever. I think this game is going to be within a touchdown either way. I didn't get to the window with either team, but look out. Like you mentioned, the weather this weekend in Chicago, the number one factor for games is not snow, it's not sleet, it's not rain, it's wind. Because if it's too windy, they're not going to be kicking. If it's too windy, they're not going to be passing. So who's the team with the better rushing success rate? Well, that would be the number two Bears.
So I like the Bears and I like the under if that's the case. Would you say that's okay to put the wager on that to kind of maybe parlay that into a two leg, maybe take Bears money line and then take, the Packers limping in, you know, I don't know what Wilson do in the playoffs, going to be a future Miami quarterback. I think if they could put a future bet on that as well, but under seems kind of like a nice play, right? If it's windy, snowy, cold, and they're going to run the ball. And I mean, I know the Bears defense is not the best, but fair assumption.
Here's the real reality.
Okay. And
wind does not always equate to unders. I'll say that, right? Because guess what happens? Fumbles happen. Pick sixes happen. Bad things tend to happen with bad weather. So be wary. But I can see whenever you have an opportunity to make something that is correlated. So if you do believe it's Chicago and they're going to run the football and eat up the clock, win the game's going to probably go under the total. So if you believe those two are correlated, then I don't see why not.
Talking with Kelly in Vegas here on 96.5 The Fan, and in the 10.5 spread with the Rams being favored over Carolina seems really, really big for a postseason game. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest of all time in this round of the postseason. Like, what do you think of that spread?
Yeah, of course. At first glance, you're going, what?
Yeah.
Especially after we just saw the game on November 30th where the Panthers won the game outright. Matthew Stafford threw two picks in the first quarter and killed every single survivor pool. You're admittedly going, wait a minute, what am I missing? But, hey, I do a ton of shows with a ton of sharp guys, and they all bet the Rams. And they bet the Rams early. They laid 10 early on, and I thought, gosh, wow. You guys, I understand expecting Matthew Stafford not to have a bad game against Carolina once again. And admittedly, I love this Carolina team from the start. All season long, I said they're going to win the NFC South. But guess what? They didn't need to do very much to do that. 7-9. How ridiculous. This team is nothing to write home about. I do think that the Panthers might put up a fight. And if they put up a fight, it's going to be early. But I think ultimately the Rams are a significantly better team here. And we will see them be able to pull away late. I get when you watch the game a second time, number one, is it hard to beat a team twice? Yes. But watching that first game, the Panthers got every single bounce to go their way. And that is where I have to look at it objectively the second time around and say, okay, we know that's not going to happen, right? Those types of factors don't happen in the second game. We'll see what the weather's like there as well, because by all intents and purposes, early forecasts say it's going to be rainy and gross, just like the first time around. We'll see if the Panthers can keep it close. I don't want to get involved in this game. I have an old saying, you don't get rich laying double digits in the NFL, and you definitely don't get rich laying double digits on the road in the NFL.
Do you get rich putting money on Mike Tomlin and the Steelers playing at home on Monday night and looking into what the history says, what he does on there? Because 3-point dogs at home against Houston, that defensive front.
I'm so mad at myself, you guys. I sit here every single day in front of this computer and I watch the market. And it was 3.5, and it was 3.5, and it was 3.5. Mm-hmm. And I went on a show yesterday and I said, do not lay 3.5 with Houston. If you like Houston, 3 is the only answer. And if you like the Steelers, 3.5 is the only answer. And I said, all right, am I going to bet the Steelers team? And then it went to 3. And I'm like, okay, I would be a giant hypocrite if I said, you got to take the Steelers now at 3. No, 3 is the most key number in the NFL. So you have to be really wary here. Here's my problem. I love Aaron Rodgers, one of my favorite quarterbacks. I love Mike Tomlin, one of my favorite coaches. I'm just not sold on this Steelers team, right? We know that they needed a missed field goal by the Ravens to even get here. Granted, they are going to get DK Metcalf back, mm-hmm. so that will be beneficial for this offense. But here's a Houston Texans team that I think has just kind of sandbagged it, right? They gave 20 points up to the Cardinals, 21 to the Raiders. They allowed 30 points last week to Riley Leonard, who threw for 270 yards and 2 touchdowns in his first career start. What is going on? I have done nothing but brag about this defense all season long, but their recent form is something that Aaron Rodgers could absolutely exploit. So I'm going to say you snooze, you lose on the Steelers plus 3.5. I don't think that one's coming back. At that point in time, you got to look, can the Steelers win this game at home? Yet again, it's January in the NFL. Check the weather report. You never know what to expect with Pittsburgh in January. But I do like the over in this game. If the conditions are clearer than expected, I think this could be an absolute utter shootout. CJ Stroud, we know, loves to sling it. And who's the old school gunslinger of the two? Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be Aaron Rodgers.
I love Buffalo and Jacksonville. I think that's my favorite game of the weekend. And then 10 minutes later, I'll say something else is my favorite game of the weekend. But I do think that one is. Is this Josh Allen's year? Are you riding with Josh Allen or are you going the other way?
I love Josh Allen. Admittedly, one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't love Josh Allen here on the road. This is a Jaguars team that I think has played extraordinarily well this year. Now, we all know the Jaguars don't make the playoffs very often. The Bills are used to being there, and sometimes that does bode well for the team that's been there several times before. The only thing that's probably keeping me off just absolutely hammering the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? Like, we all got to talk about bankroll management. Don't go too crazy. But as soon as this line came out, I said, how can I not just lay it with Jacksonville? And then I started to look a little deeper into their schedule, and I thought, oh, the second half of the season, they play the Raiders, the Cardinals, the Jets, the Titans twice, and then the Colts, but both times without Daniel Jones. So I'm like, why do I love Jacksonville so much here? Well, that's because their passing offense is number 3 in EPA per dropback, number 4 in passing success rate. Trevor Lawrence is good Trevor Lawrence again, and we've seen him kind of regress over the past couple of years, well, since 2023 when they made the playoffs last. I think this is going to be a great game. I agree with you. Ultimately, it comes down to kicking. I think this is going to be a field goal game, and who's got the better kicker? Jacksonville. Cam Little, 67-yarder last week versus the Titans. I don't know if you guys saw it. I have been plagued by field goal kickers what feels like my entire life. Basically, since Martin Gramatica left Kansas State,
you stole it from me. I was going to say Martin Gramatica. You know, Martin Gramatica back in your day, huh?
You know, when you have a guy like Martin and you're a child and it's just automatic, literally that was his nickname, you expect these kickers to make field goals and point after touchdowns. Cam Little is pretty close to that. He's been really great for this team, and I've been excited when I do bet Jacksonville if it is going to come down to a field goal. And I think this is ultimately a field goal game. I think Jacksonville wins it. Cam Little is probably the MVP of this one, but I agree with you. I think Buffalo-Jacksonville is by far going to be the most exciting game. I could see it easily being, you know, 27-24 type final.
Now that K-State's got their new coach, you betting them to win the Big 12?
Oh boy. Listen, here's the reality. And I'm very hard on my teams, right? I'm a Denver Broncos fan. I know Kansas City loves to hear that. And they're the number one overall seed, and I'm still over here bagging on that team. And I've admittedly been very hard on Kansas State football and basketball over the last couple of years, because I do ultimately think that I expect them to win. Bill Snyder set a unrealistic precedence. Yep. In me at a very young age. I think Colin Klein is going to be a good fit. I did not want him at first. I said, no, I don't. I do not want this. I want a Will Stein type. I want an offensive mastermind. The reality, though, is Kansas State needs someone that fits their culture as well. And Colin Klein fits that culture. And I know a lot of fans were very happy to see him hired back. So far, very excited to see some of his coaching staff. I would have loved to see a couple of the players that, you know, were basically the backbone of our defense not transfer away, but sometimes money talks, and we only have so much money to go around.
Well, speaking...
Are they going to win the big... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, finish up.
I was going to say, do I think they're going to win the Big 12 in their first year? No, but if they don't win 9 games, I will keep the same fire everybody energy that I've had the last 2 years. That is going to be kind of how it always is with me. You're going to get all or nothing. I'm going to be bought in. I'm going to go to Dublin. I'm going to go to the bowl game. I'm going to have a great time, but I do expect to win. Easy schedule next year. 9 wins is the floor.
All right, Kelly in Vegas, tell us how we can win $1 million.
I know, it's really exciting. There's a bunch of different contests that I do on Splash, whether it's NFL, college football, college basketball, golf. So head over to splashsports.com. You guys can check out all my stuff that I have going all year round. We have 2 playoff survivors. So I like to do one at a lower price point. Mine and my best friend Ariel's is $25 to win $50,000. So I always say, listen, if you're a lower price point person, this is perfect for you. And when I say $50,000, that means it's guaranteed money. So whether the contest fills or not, it doesn't matter. And then Splash is doing one as well that has a huge overlay. $1 million is the guaranteed price, $150 to enter. I got 3 entries in this one because I don't think it's going to fill. And what I say that is, that means that they're going to guarantee whatever the difference is. Right now, there's almost 2,800 people in it. They need 7,400 for it to fill. I'll let you do the math between now and Saturday. You are going to have double pick weeks in the wild card and divisional rounds. So basically, you've got to map it out perfectly. And if you can do that, you are going to take home the $1 million prize or the $50,000 prize on mine. But splashsports.com/Kelly in Vegas is my commissioner page. Again, we're going to do a ton of stuff for March Madness, Super Bowl, lots of fun things coming up on the horizon. If you guys haven't got a chance to check out Splash yet, you're missing out.
Kelly in Vegas, we appreciate the time. And as always, go enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the weekend of all this action and football.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. That is Kelly in Vegas. Coming up on the other side, it's Nate Taylor in Kansas City here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you're home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.